Unit 6. Reading and Discussion. Work and Play.
Why do we need to play? When we think of living a healthy life, our thoughts usually turn to exercise, organic food, and regular sleep. However, there is another thing that is just as important: play. In fact, the United Nations has recognized it as the right of every child. The American Academy of Pediatrics states that play contributes to the cognitive, physical, social, and emotional well-being of children and young people. Despite these facts, our society has reduced the opportunity for play. On the one hand, people are moving to the cities. It is estimated that 70% of the world population will live in cities by 2050, and natural play areas are hard to find. On the other hand, today's hurried lifestyle, the increasing amount of schooling, and the attraction of sitting in front of the TV or the computer screen mean that the amount of active, child-centered play is decreasing.
Health is all. A report by the University of Ulster indicates that children's play patterns can influence their health later in life. According to the study, adults who engaged in creative play as children were more likely to protect their health through eating a healthy diet and taking regular exercise. In contrast, those who had less time to play as children were more likely to be overweight and have less healthy lifestyles. When we lose our health, we find that it is the most valuable thing in the world. If active play leads to good health, then the real meaning of the proverb, "All work and no play makes Jack a dull boy," becomes clear.